Started.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercies and love. Thank you for your compassions toward us. Thank you for your interventions in our situations. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for helping us in our helplessness. Thank you for your strength that is working in us, changing us into the kind of person you want us to be. Be thou glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the doors you have opened for us that no man can shut. And we thank you for the doors you have shut for our good that no man can open. Thank you for all your promises that have come to pass in our lives. And we thank you for every other promise that you made with us that will still come to pass. Be thou glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for healing our sicknesses. Thank you for removing our diseases. Thank you, Lord, for setting us free from all captivity, all slavery, captivities, and bondages of darkness. Thank you for the freedom we enjoy. Thank you for the victory we enjoy. Thank you for all your blessings that we enjoy. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful for all our prayers that you have answered, and for more of our prayers that you will answer. Thank you, Lord. We also thank you for your protection and security that is upon our lives and loved ones and family members and relatives. Thank you, Father. We are here before your presence, before your throne, to seek you again, to have fellowship with you again, and to worship you and to pray. O Lord, empower us with your Holy Spirit to do everything correctly during this prayer session. Empower us with your Holy Spirit to pray correctly, to speak with the right word that you want to hear from us. Lead us to pray by your instructions and directions. Guide us by your Holy Spirit. guide us into all truth as we pray here tonight. In Jesus' name, give us revelation of what to pray for. In Jesus' name. And as we do all these things in your presence, let the heavens be open over everyone, over every family that are represented or present here. And as the heavens are open, let great miracles begin to fall upon everyone. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to do more than our expectations. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to sing worship songs before we start to pray with prayer points. The Lord is so good. The Lord is so good. The Lord is so good. He is so good. The Lord is so good. The Lord is so good. The Lord is so good. He is so good. Jesus is so good. Our God is so good. The Lord is so good. He is so good. The Lord is so good. He is so good. The Lord is so good. He is so good. The Lord is so good. He is so good, the Lord is so good, He is so good. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh Lord, great is thy faithfulness. Who is like unto thee, oh Lord, who is like unto thee, oh Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, do in wonders, hallelujah. You're glorious. You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praise. Doing wonders, Alleluia. Amen, amen. Blessing and glory, wisdom, wisdom, thanksgiving and honor, power and might, power and might belong to the Lord forever and ever. Amen. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. Oh Lord, we can't do without you. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. Oh Lord, do something new. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh Lord, do something new. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh Lord, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth. It means a lot of hope. Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of us, the King of glory. Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the King of glory. Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of hosts, show us your mercy. Show us your mercy, Yahweh Sabaoth. Oh Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of hosts, reveal your glory, reveal your glory. Yahweh Sabaoth, oh Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of hosts, the King of glory. Yahweh Sabaoth, oh Yahweh Sabaoth, upon the highest, of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see. I want to see you. I want to see. Open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see. I want to see. Open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see. I want to see. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We are so grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord, how excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name, how excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord. How excellent is your name. 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 O Lord. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You're so worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are. And were created. Thou art worthy, Jesus. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You are so worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord, all creation. All creation call you God. Call you God. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name. We worship your majesty. We worship your majesty. Awesome God. Awesome God. How great thou art. You are God. You are God. Mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow. Lord, we bow. And worship you. Lord, we bow. Lord, we bow. And worship you. Above all powers. Above all powers. Above all things. Above all nature. And all created things. Above all wisdom, above all wisdom, and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you are crucified. Crucified, laid behind the stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose, trampled on the ground. You took the form and thought of me, and thought of me, above all, like a rose, like a rose, trampled on the ground. You took the form and thought of me, Abubu. Over and again, I give you my life. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, I belong to you. I belong to Jesus. Over and again, I give you my heart. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my life, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker.
God is a glorious God.
God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. I will praise Him. I will praise Him. I will praise Him forevermore.
I will praise Jesus.
I will praise Him. I will praise Him. I will praise Him forevermore.
I will praise the King of Kings.
I will praise Him,
the Lord of Lords.
I will praise Him. I will praise Him forever. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In our lives, Jesus
is alive. Forever is alive. Amen. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise Jesus from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting.
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war, his mercy endureth forever and ever. Oh, praise his holy name. Hallelujah. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah is the man of war. His mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever and ever. Oh, praise his holy name. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify and adore him. Magnify him. Exalt him. Worship his majesty. Worship his majesty. Worship the King of glory. Worship the Lord of lords. The King of Kings, the Most High God, is the one who was, and he is, and is to come. He is the everlasting Father. He is the God of heaven and the earth. The God of the everlasting covenant. The God of Abraham. The God of Isaac, and the God of Israel. Is the one, is the Lord, who is mighty in battles. He conquers every battle. He has never lost a fight. Worship him. He gives power to the powerless. He gives strength to the weak. He gives hope to the hopeless. Worship him. He opens doors no man can shut. And he shuts doors no man can open. Worship him. He speaks and his words come to pass. He reverses irreversible things. Glorify and magnify him. What a mighty God we serve. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. You control times and seasons. You make impossible things possible. You bring things out of nothing. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. You are highly lifted up, and there is no one like you. You are higher than principalities and powers. You are greater than every mountain. Thank you for who you are in our lives. We worship you, Lord. You're greater than all witchcraft, greater than suffering, greater than magic. You're greater than occultism. You're greater than all the kingdoms and realms of darkness combined. You're greater than every high place. For you are the Most High God. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for the things you're doing in our lives. Thank you for the things you're about to do very shortly in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him worship and praises and thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him as we normally do. We're going to pray prayers of thanksgiving. You're going to say, thank you, Father. For your presence that has filled up my life. Say, thank you, Father, for your presence that have filled up my days, my environment, such that darkness have no place, such that darkness have no room. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Say, thank you, Father, for your presence that have filled up my life. Thank you for your presence that have filled up my spirit, soul, and my spirit, soul, and body. Thank you for your presence that have filled up my environment. Thank you for your presence that have filled up my day, so that darkness will have no place, so that darkness will have no room to stay. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Father, for your presence. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We're going to thank God for great things that he's been to do in your life. For I am so sure and certain that God is going to do great things in your life. Yeah, so you're going to thank him. You may have no idea yet, but he's going to do it very shortly. You're going to say, Father, thank you for the great thing you are going to do in my life very shortly. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Say, thank you, Father, for great things you're going to do in my life very shortly. Powerful things. Wonderful things. Mighty things. Thank you, Father. For you're going to do great things in my life. You're going to do glorious things in my life. You're going to do mighty things in my life. Thank you, Father. Things that eyes have not seen. Things that ears have not heard. Things that haven't come into the thoughts and imaginations of men. You're going to be doing them in my life very shortly. Very shortly. Thank you. For you are going to do great things in my life very shortly. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Yes, you're going to thank Him. You're going to thank Him for the kind of love He has for you. For He has a special love for you. And that is why you are still in the light. You're still in the faith. Because of His love, you are still serving God, serving Jesus, because He's the one keeping you in His love. So you're going to say, Father, thank you for the great love you have for me. Thank you for the great love you have for my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Your steadfast love that you have for my soul. Thank you for your love that is so strong toward me. Thank you for so many things you have done for me because of your love for me. Even things I do not deserve, that you have done for me because of your love for me. Continue to thank Him. You're still a Christian. You're still a child of God because God kept you in His love. So thank you, Father, for keeping me in your love. A lot of people started this journey of Christianity or this journey of the Christian faith, but today they have gone astray, they have backslidden. But you are still in the faith. You are still in Christ. Thank Him for that love. So thank you, Father, for keeping me your love. Thank you for keeping me in the faith by your love. Thank you for keeping me in the truth by your love. Thank you for keeping me in righteousness by your love. Thank you for loving me so much. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him for the strength and the power he has given you to live righteously in his sight. For by strength shall no man prevail. No human can live above sin by human strength. So you're going to say, thank you, Father, for giving me strength and power to live above sin, to overcome temptation, to live righteously in your sight. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for the strength you have given to me. Thank you for the power you have given to me. Thank you for the grace you have given to me to live above sin, to live a life of dominion over sin, to live a righteous and pure life in your sight. Thank you for giving me the strength and the power to do that. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for blessing me and my family members and my household with perfect health, with good and perfect health. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for blessing me and my household. Thank you for blessing me and my children, my siblings, my parents. Thank you for blessing me and my entire family, me, my spouse, my grandchildren, for those of you that have grandchildren. Thank you for blessing my entire spouse with good and perfect health. Thank you, Father. Thank you for not making us to become slaves to sicknesses and disease. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. I still want you to thank him. Yeah, usually our thanksgiving, you would be much more than our request. So I still want you to thank him. Because while you are thanking him, you are receiving blessings at the same time. Yeah. So you're going to say, thank you, Father, for crushing my enemies under my feet. I'm going to say, thank you, Father, for crushing my enemies under my feet. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for crushing my enemies, for subduing my enemies under my feet. Thank you for destroying my enemies so that I can have dominion over them. Thank you, Father. Thank you for arresting and oppressing and judging my enemies. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. I know there are some people that they don't even thank God for daily bread. Maybe because they are well to do, they have excess of food, so they don't remember to thank God for daily bread. My prayer for those people is that may they not find themselves in a situation of famine and starvation. Maybe then they will appreciate what it is to have food on the table. But if you have food on the table now, thank him so that you will continue to have food on the table. Because when we are grateful, God blesses us more. But when you feel like, it's my right, or I have all the things to have food or to get food. And I can get food that can last for years. And then you feel like that power is in your hand. You have to repent. If you feel like that. Because it is God who gives us the daily bread. That power you believe you have to provide food for yourself and your family. That power is not yours. That power is in the hand of God. So God just decided to give you that power. It's not because of your salary. It's not because of your job. It's not because of your business that you are able to have food. It is because God gave you the power to be able to have food to eat. So you must be grateful for daily bread. In fact, you must thank God every day you wake up from your bed and you are going back to sleep. You must always thank God for daily bread. So we are going to do that right now. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for blessing me with daily bread, daily food, daily provisions, such that I lack nothing. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him, because some people somehow were not privileged to have this daily bread. And some were not even privileged to have it three times daily. Thank him. Thank him. So thank you, Father, for daily bread. Thank you for daily bread. Thank you for blessing me and my household with daily food supplies, such that we lack nothing pertaining to what we eat and drink. Thank you, Father, for showing us such mercy, such love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for daily bread, for daily supply of food and water and drink. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yeah, I want you to be focused as we proceed in this prayer session. Yeah, we may not be, but I realize that some Christians get distracted by numbers. Yeah. So if they see that the number of people in a meeting are not much, they feel like, why are we not much? Yeah, we used to be plenty. Or we used to have more people in this meeting. Why are we not much in number? So because of that, they don't take advantage of that opportunity to be in that meeting. Yeah, because they were distracted by the numbers. Yeah, so don't be distracting. Yeah, because the Christian journey, yeah, the Christian journey is personal. Yeah, and that is why I don't try to do anything to force anybody to engage with spiritual things. Yeah, I'm always careful about that. I don't try to do something to force anyone to do spiritual exercises like prayer, fasting, Bible study, meditation. Yeah, because when it's no longer deliberate and intentional, then it will not be powerful. Yeah, when spiritual exercises or spiritual things is no longer coming from your heart, you are no longer excited about doing it, you are not waiting for someone to push you or to keep reminding you, yeah, then such spiritual exercise will no longer be powerful. Yeah, it will no longer be effective. So that is why people must be intentional about every spiritual thing. Yeah, they must see their work with God as a personal journey. Yeah, so you must not look at another person while you are trying to work with God. You focus on God. Yeah, because when you get to heaven, you will be judged personally. Yeah, they will not. God will not try to use God will not justify you based on another person's life or effort. God is going to judge you according to your work, your personal work. Yeah, so I want every one of you to be focused so that you will not miss what God have for you in this prayer session. Yeah. Don't be distracted and pray every prayer point with all the strength and faith that is in your heart. And God is going to touch your life and change your life in Jesus' name. So we are going to pray. Firstly, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, have mercy on me and forgive my sins. You're going to say, Father, have mercy on me and forgive my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus till I am whiter than snow. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, have mercy on me. Forgive my sins, my known sins and unknown sins, the things that I know about and the things that I do not know about, that I have committed. Talk to him. Say, Lord, please be merciful unto me and wash away my sins, forgive my sins, because I am turning away from them all, because I am repenting. Therefore, forgive my sins and wash them away with the blood of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray that prayer. Say, Father, have mercy on me. Forgive my sins. Forgive my sins. Every sin that I know about and the ones that I do not know about that I have committed, the Father, forgive now. In the name of Jesus, forgive my sins. Forgive my sins by your mercy. Forgive my sins by your mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Wash me clean in the blood of Jesus, because I repent now, and I repent now. Wash me clean in the blood of Jesus. Wash me clean in the blood of Jesus. wash me clean in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. I want you to pray this prayer. You're going to say, Father, increase my revelation of you. You're going to say, Father, increase my revelation of you. Increase my knowledge of you. Increase my understanding of you. From experience, I have discovered that true greatness comes from knowing God. True greatness is a product of great knowledge of God. Great revelation of God. Yeah. So, which means the more revelation of God, that is of who God is, you have, the greater you will be, both in this life and in the life to come, in the world to come. Yeah. So you're going to say, Father, by your mercy, increase my revelation of you. Increase my knowledge of you. Increase my understanding of you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. There are many people who think they know God, don't actually know Him. Many who claim to know God alone, don't actually know Him. Or they only know they only know too small about who He is. Yeah. The Father, increase my revelation of you. Continue to pray that prayer. Increase my revelation of you. Increase my knowledge of you. Increase my understanding of you. Help me to know you beyond head knowledge. Help me to know you through experience. Through experience. Not just in my head. Help me to know you with my heart, with my spirit. Help me to know you by experiences. Help me to know you by revelations, by encounters, by divine encounters. Help me to know you by divine visitation. Just the way you visited Abraham, you visited Jacob, you encountered Moses, and many people in the scripture. Help me to know you through that channel. Help me to know you in that way. Not just in my head. The Father, increase my knowledge of you. Increase my knowledge of you. In the name of Jesus. Increase the knowledge of you in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You are still going to pray? If you are going to really know God experientially, you must have an heart that yearns for Him. You must have an heart that longs for Him. You must have an heart that hunger and thirst for Him. So you're going to pray for that heart. Yeah, because many Christians don't have that heart. Some used to have that heart, but then the cares of this world took it away from them. Yeah, so you're going to pray for that heart that longs after God, that longs after Jesus. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, create in me an heart that longs after you. Create in me an heart that searches for you, that hungers for you, that thirsts for you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Create in me such heart right now. Create in me such heart right now. By your Holy Spirit. Create in me an heart that yearns for you. An heart that hungers for you, O Lord. Create in me an heart that thirsts for you. Create in me an heart that will keep drawing me towards you, pulling me towards you, pushing me towards you. Create in me such heart right now, in the name of Jesus, a heart that is always wanting more of you, a heart that is always wanting more of your presence, more of your wisdom, more of your word, more of your truth, more of your wings, more of your revelation. Put in me such heart, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. And heart that is always desiring to be with you. Create in me such heart right now, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You begin to see fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every darkness upon my head, upon my mind that is pulling me far from the heart of God, pulling me far from knowing God, pulling me away from knowing God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Pray, continue to pray that prayer. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness on my mind, every darkness on my head, every darkness on my life, on my spirit, on my soul, on my body, that is pulling me far from the heart of God, pulling me far from knowing God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Destroy the darkness right now. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Thank you, Lord. Every darkness on my spirit, on my mind, on my soul, on my body, that is pulling me far from the heart of God, pulling me far from the mind of God, pulling me far away from knowing God and from getting closer to God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the darkness now. In the name of Jesus, destroy the darkness. Every darkness that is fighting against my connection with God, my connection with Jesus, every darkness that is fighting against my relationship with God, to destroy, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. You need to agree with me that a man that really knows God very deeply, that man or woman is going to become a problem solver in his or her generation. Yeah, when you know God so deeply, you will start to solve problems in the lives of people. Yeah, even the kings of the world, the rulers of this world, they will come to you for solutions. Like we saw in the lives of Daniel in the scripture. So you're going to pray. Yeah. When you know God so much and you speak in the public, people will know that you are deep, they will know that you have been with God, that you are very close to God. Yeah, because that maturity is going to show in your conversation with people. That depth of that depth of God in you, or depth of God in you, will manifest in your conversation with people. Yeah. So you don't need to tell people and say, oh, all of you, I would like to tell you something. I know God so much. When you know God, you don't need to announce yourself. Yeah, I start telling people that everyone, you need to know something right now. And that thing is that I know God alone. You don't need to announce that you know God. It's going to show. Yeah, it's going to show in every area of your life. Yeah, it will manifest naturally in everything you do, in your talking with people. Yeah, in every area of your life. Yeah, and before you know it, people will start to come to you for help, for solutions. Because they know that you have something they don't have. And they know that what you have can help them solve their problems. And what is it that you have? That is the knowledge of God. So you're going to pray for a deep knowledge of God that will make you the solution to the problems of the world, to the problem of nations. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, give me a deep knowledge of God that will change me into a solution provider in my generation. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, give me a deep knowledge of God that will make me a solver of world problems. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So many Christians are so shallow. We have only few deep Christians. And even those who claim they are deep, they are still shallow. Yeah. Because they have not really gone deep as God wanted. Begin to say, Holy Spirit, give me deep knowledge of God that will make me a solution provider in my generation. That will make me a solver of problems of the world. That will make me into someone who will solve the world's problems through the knowledge of God. Give me access. Yeah. The Holy Spirit gives the access. The Holy Spirit give me access to the depth of God, to the depth of God, the depth of all that is in God. Holy Spirit, give me the access now in the name of Jesus. I want to know God very deeply. Bring me into the depths of God's knowledge in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. I want you to also know that it is not easy to know God very deep. It comes with a lot of sacrifices. Yeah, because God is not a man. And God has standards and principles. Yeah. God has standards and principles. Yeah, and He will not lower His standards because of anyone. So God is not going to come down to your level. You have to come up to His level. Yeah, some people are expecting God to come down to their level. God have already done that when He sent Jesus into this earth, this world. That was God coming down to our level. So God have already done that. And He did that so that it would be easy for us to come up to His level. Yeah, so God will not lower His standard for anybody. Yeah, so you have to do everything it takes to meet up with His standard, to obey His standard, or to align with His ways. Yeah, and you have to do a lot of sacrifices. Yeah, when we say sacrifices, I mean, you have to cut off so many things from your life, which is going to be painful. You have to cut off so many things because they are not going to allow you know God. Those things will not allow you know God, so you have to cut them off. Yeah, so the more you cut off, the more of the bundles of flesh, Adamic nature, and worldliness, and unrighteousness in your life, the more you cut them off, the more God Himself will start to pull you closer unto Himself. But if you still want to be entangled or glued to the things of the flesh and of this world, you can't know God and you can't be close to Him. So you're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus today, I embrace a life of discipline, a life of selflessness, self-denial, so that I can be close to my God, so that I can know God deeply. Open your mouth and begin to declare those words, begin to affirm them and confess them. Begin to say, today, starting from today, I embrace a life, a lifestyle of discipline, a lifestyle of diligence, a lifestyle of self-control, self-denial. I embrace a lifestyle of selflessness, a life of purity, so that I can know my God very deeply. In the name of Jesus, I embrace a sacrificial life. I embrace a selfless life. I embrace a life of self-denial, a life of dying constantly to sin, dying daily to the flesh. I embrace such life right now because I want to know my God very deeply and very closely. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I want to show you some way in the scriptures that connected eternal life with knowledge. And if some of you have read that place before. Yeah, in fact, it was Jesus that made that statement. Let us look at John. John. The book of John, John 14. Yeah, I think it's John 14. Okay, maybe not. Let's look at it. Let me look for it. Yeah, it's John 17. Yeah, not John 14. Yeah, open your Bibles to John 17. John 17, verse 3. I read. And this is life eternal, or you may say this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Yeah, you can see Jesus was telling them, he said, this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and that they might know Jesus Christ. He was even referring to himself. you can see that that verse is very interesting. Jesus was referring to himself that to get, for them to get eternal life, they have to know him, and they have to know God. Now ask yourself, these people Jesus was praying for, how long has he been with them face to face, physically? Yeah, maybe by the time he was praying those prayers in John 17, maybe he had already spent 3 years with them. I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, so Jesus had been with them and they saw him physically, and yet Jesus was still praying that they may know him. I don't know if you get my point. He was praying for them that they will know God and that they will know him, because it is through that knowledge that they will have eternal life. And this is him. They have been seeing him for some years, walking with him, asking questions and all of that. So does that mean they've not even known him at all? Yeah. I don't know if you are getting what I'm trying to show you here. Jesus was praying that the disciples should know God and should know him, Jesus Christ, because that is how they will get life eternal. And he who is Jesus Christ, was still with them physically, and yet he was praying that they would know him. Yeah. So which part of him have they not known? Which part of him are they supposed to know to have eternal life? Yeah. So when we talk about knowing God, you must take it seriously, because that is the path to eternal life. Yeah, that's the path to eternal life. Yeah, you may see miracles, you may see all kinds of manifestations. They saw all of that. The disciples saw a lot of miracles, manifestations, but yet Jesus was praying that they would know him. Yeah, because there's so much about him they still don't know. Though they were seeing him physically, but there's still so much they don't know. You may have the Holy Spirit in you, and probably have had him in you for years, and yet you still don't know even that Holy Spirit. Yeah, so I want you to pray. I want you to pray with an heart that really wants to know God, beyond signs and wonders. Yeah, or beyond the letters, what you have read in the scriptures about God. I want you to pray with an heart that seriously wants to know God, beyond the miracles, beyond signs and wonders, beyond physical manifestation, and beyond the letter or the written word in the that we have, which is the Bible. Yeah, I want you to pray with an heart that really wants to know God face to face. Yeah, not the way the disciples were seeing him face to face and yet don't know a lot about him, but you seeing him face to face as he is, in glory. Yeah. you seeing him face to face as he is in glory, as he is on his throne, as he is in power. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to know you as you really are. For that is life eternal. For that is eternal life. Help me to know you. Whatever you have to do to me, that will make me know you as you really are. Do it to me now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Pray with a heart that seriously wants to know him as he is. Say, Father, I want to know you as you really are. Jesus, I want to know you as you really are. For that is life eternal. And then you will say, everything that must happen to me, every transformation that must happen to my body, soul, and spirit that will make me know you, oh Lord, let them happen now. Every revival that must happen to my spirit, soul, and body, every awakening, spiritual awakening that must happen to my spirit, soul, and body, that will make me to know you. Father, do it now. Let it happen right now. Because I seriously want to know you beyond the books, beyond letters, beyond miracles, physical signs and wonders. I want to know your way as Moses knew your way. I want to know your personality. I want to know your nature. I want to know your heart. Help me to know you. Help me to know you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the reason why the kingdom of darkness, they are attacking the mind and every other thing that follows the mind, your feelings, your emotions. Yeah, what else? Yeah, your intellect, your psychology and whatever. Yeah, the reason why the kingdom of darkness are attacking that part is because they know that eternal life comes through knowledge. Yeah, don't forget Jesus said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And they also know it in the kingdom of darkness that eternal life, which involves or which contains freedom, dominion, yeah, and you know, victory and many other things. They know that this knowledge is spiritual knowledge. yeah, they know that for you to have eternal life, you must know God with your spirit or with your heart, not with your mind. Yeah, but then they know that whatever they are able to do successfully in your mind, they know it is going to affect your spirit and your heart and your soul. They know it in the kingdom of darkness. They know that your mind, your emotion, is connected to your soul, and your spirit. So they know that if they succeed in your mind, they have automatically succeeded in your soul and spirit. So that is why they will continue to attack your mind and your emotion and your feeling, your body chemistry, whatever they call it, how you do, the way you react to things, your thoughts, they attack those places because they don't want you to connect with God, with your spirit, and receive eternal life. Yeah, because they know that eternal life comes through spiritual knowledge. When you know God with your spirit, not just with your head, with your mind. And yet they also know that your mind influences your spirit. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God destroy every network of demons and darkness that are attacking my mind, my emotions on daily basis, on hourly basis, or in every minute, to block me from accessing eternal life. Let the anger of God consume them all. Open your mouth and pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Raise up your right hand as you pray this prayer. Raise up your right hand. Let the anger of God destroy every network of demons, every network of witchcraft, every network of darkness that are attacking my mind and emotions consistently, persistently, to block my spirit from accessing eternal life. Let the anger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Every cloud of darkness that are releasing evil, releasing evil thoughts into my mind, let the fire of God with the thunder of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every activity of darkness that is going on daily basis, on hourly basis, to make sure that my mind is carnal and not spiritual, let the fire of God with the anger of God consume them all. right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Yeah, I want to read verse 2 and 3 of that John 17. I want you to have a proper understanding of what eternal life is. Yeah, because some Christians, they think eternal life is just heaven. Yeah. So they think, of course, that's the life that is in heaven. Yeah, but it's more than that. Yeah. Let me read for you verse 2 and verse 3. As thou hast given him, John 17, verse 2 and 3, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Verse 3, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. So now, Jesus was saying that God has given him power over all flesh, power over all human flesh. The human being is the most superior creature on earth. In fact, the human being or mankind is superior than this earth, than the stars. Man is superior than the sun, the moon, the planet, the entire earth. Man is superior than animals, than all the creatures in the sea. Yeah, because God already gave man dominion over all those things. So God gave Jesus power over all flesh, over all mankind. So which includes power over everything that man has been given dominion over. I hope the English is correct. Yeah, every other thing that man rules over. Now Jesus rules over them all, because now Jesus has power over all flesh, over man. Yeah, over the soul of men, the bodies of men, and the spirits of men. Jesus has power over them. Now, and then Jesus made another statement. He said, God have given him this power so that he will be able to give eternal life to as many that God will give him. Yeah. So God is leading people to Jesus, and Jesus is giving those people eternal life. Like the way God led you to Jesus. It is the Spirit of God that led you, I mean all of you here, to Jesus. And now, what Jesus is doing is that Jesus is giving you eternal life. Yeah, because Jesus has, in fact, Jesus is eternal life personified. Yeah. Yeah. So, eternal life is not just a place. Yeah, like everybody wants to go to heaven. Yeah, of course we can say it's a place too, because heaven is is full of eternal life. Yeah, but it's more than a place. Yeah, eternal life is a life, not just a place that we are going to after we leave this earth. So it's a life that we have. We have it, or we receive it. And in fact, it is that life that will now take us to heaven. Yeah. It is as we obey that life, as we live by that life, that is how we will now make heaven. And there is a lot of benefit inside that, inside the eternal life that Jesus have given you, that you can enjoy here on earth. A lot of benefit inside this life that Jesus has given to every one of us. Yeah, that we can enjoy here on earth. A lot are inside, but we may not really deal with all that is inside eternal life tonight. But maybe another time, we will look deep into this subject. So I want you to pray. I'll still continue with the next verse, that verse 3. I'll still explain something more. But right now, I want you to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to say, Holy Spirit, stir up the eternal life that is inside of me. And let that life take over me. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, tear up the eternal life that is inside of me, that Jesus has given me. And let that eternal life take over me now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Be jedene gihas tunande de glea. Jatabasanande de glea. Nesuza satabala. Continue to pray. Holy Spirit, hear up the eternal life that is inside of me. The eternal life that Jesus gave me, that Jesus has given to me from the time, from the day I gave my life to Him. Holy Spirit, stir up that eternal life now. Stir up the eternal life now and let it take over me. Let it take over my spirit. Let that life take over my soul. Let that life take over my body now. In the name of Jesus. Hear of the eternal life that is in me. Make it real in me. Let that life become real in me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. We're are going to look at that. Verse 3. Now, after Jesus has said that God gave him the power over all flesh, so that he'll be able to give eternal life to those people that will come to him, that God will bring to him or give him. Now, in verse 3, he said, and this is life eternal. So Jesus was now explaining what eternal life is and how we will get it, or how we will tap into him. Yeah, even right here on earth. Yeah, he said, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Yeah, you can see, Jesus said that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And Jesus called those two things eternal life. He said, this is eternal life, knowing the Father and knowing the Son, who is Jesus Christ. Jesus called those two things eternal life. Now ask yourself, can those two things be achieved here on earth? The answer is yes. Can you know the Father very closely here on earth? The answer is yes. Now, can you know Jesus very deeply here on earth as a man, as a human? The answer is yes. Why is it yes? Because the veil of the temple was torn into two. Which means mankind now have direct access to God. Yeah, because that moment Jesus gave up the ghost on the cross, the Bible says the veil of that covered the most holy place was torn into two. And that is this sign or symbol that there is no more barrier to knowing God. And that is also a sign that you don't need any mediator, any human mediator to know God. You don't need an intermediary to know God. You can now know God and Jesus direct. You don't need any prophet to know God. You can now know God direct through the Holy Spirit, through the Spirit of God that is in you. You can now know Him directly. Yeah. So the business God has given people like us, men of God, prophets, apostles, pastors, is to guide you in a way that you can know Him by yourself directly. It's not that we should now become the intermediary between you and God. That is an error. And any pastor that has made himself an intermediary between you and God, you have to cut off from that pastor, because that is a false pastor or false prophet. Yeah. Any man of God that wants you to keep coming to them to hear what God is saying, you have to disconnect from them. Yeah. Because they want to become the mediator. And Jesus is already the mediator. Yeah. So they want to become the intermediary. I pray that you will do what is right. Yeah. So if it is possible for you to know God directly here on earth, then what does that mean? It means it is possible for you to start to enjoy eternal life practically here on earth. Not only when you get to heaven that you enjoy eternal life, you can start to enjoy it here. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, enlighten me. Open my eyes. And show me all the benefits of God's kingdom that are already waiting for me inside the eternal life Jesus has given to me. From the day I gave my life to Him, I'm going to repeat myself. I'm going to say, Holy Spirit, enlighten me and show me and educate me concerning the benefit of God's kingdom that are waiting for me inside the eternal life that Jesus has given to me. Open my eyes to see those benefits. Open my eyes now. I will begin to pray like that. Begin to pray. Pray. The Holy Spirit enlighten me to see the kingdom benefits that are within the eternal life that is within me. This eternal life is within you, is inside of you. Yeah, and it is not a place that you are going. It's inside of you. Yeah, everything is different from eternal life. Yeah, though heaven is full of eternal life, but it's different. So this life is real. Yeah, is real. Is inside of you. Jesus did not present it as a place. He presented it as a life. Something that can be touched. Something you can touch. Yeah, begin to say, Holy Spirit, enlighten me. Holy Spirit, open my eyes to see all the kingdom benefits that are inside the eternal life that Jesus has placed within me. Open my eyes to discover those benefits right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Open my eyes right now. In Jesus' name. we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Well, we're still praying. Yeah, there are some benefits that I know are inside this eternal life. Yeah. Yeah, but there are just a few. Yeah. There are just a few because there is a lot inside. A lot that we may not be able to access now until we reach heaven. But there are still so much we can access here on earth. You're going to pray? Yeah, one of the things that is inside the eternal life that Jesus has given you is dominion. Yeah, that life is a life of dominion. Yeah, don't forget what John the Baptist said about Jesus. He said Jesus is from above. And he said, whoever comes from above is above all. Yeah. So there is dominion inside the eternal life. So which means as a Christian, you are supposed to walk in dominion. You're supposed to live in dominion. You're supposed to live a life of dominion. You must have dominion over everything that God has dominion over. So everything that is not greater than God is not greater than the eternal life that is in you. Yeah, and everything that God is above, the eternal life in you, is above them all. Yeah, so you must call forth that dominion. Yeah, yeah. If you are walking in the dominion that is in the eternal life, you will not be a slave to sin and unrighteousness. You will not be a slave to the flesh. No, you will not. Yeah, because that eternal life have conquered sin. So you're going to pray. You're going to please your right hand on your head. You're going to place your right hand on your head and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I call forth the dominion of God that is inside the eternal life that Jesus gave me. You're going to say, I call forth the dominion of God to start to function and operate in my life right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray. Yeah. Some of you came very late. You joined the prayer session very late and you are still not praying. Pray with the whole of your heart. begin to say, I call forth the divine dominion that is inside the eternal life Jesus afflicted within me. Let the dominion of God and heaven arise from that eternal life right now. And let that dominion begin to operate in me and from within me. Let that dominion begin to operate in my body, soul, and spirit, and in everything I do and in my environment. In the name of Jesus, let that dominion begin to operate in my calling, in my ministry, in my family, in my marriage, in my destiny, right now. In the name of Jesus, the dominion, thank you, Lord, that is inside the eternal life that Jesus gave me. Let that dominion arise now and take over my life. Begin to say, from today, I walk in dominion. From today, I live in dominion. I live in divine dominion. I function in divine dominion. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. Begin to see everything that God rules over shall come under my feet from today onward. In the name of Jesus. Everything that the dominion of God dominates shall fall under my feet from this day onward. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we are still praying. You know that there is no sickness inside eternal life. There's no weakness there, no sickness, no weakness, no diseases. In fact, no death. There's no death there. Yeah. So, which means every Christian has dominion by default. Every Christian has dominion over death, over weakness, over sickness, yeah, over disease. You have dominion over these things, over sin. You have dominion over devil. Yeah, because they can't survive whenever they confront eternal life. They can't survive. They will run. Yeah, because eternal life destroys them. They can't even come near it. So if this eternal life is magnified and glorified in your life, darkness will not be able to come near you. Yeah. Because it will vaporize them. Demons will not be able to come near you because this life will kind of vaporize them. I don't know if they just turn to dust. They can't come near this life. they can't. Yeah, they can't. So you're going to pray. We are not supposed to be falling sick so frequently as a Christian. In fact, you're not supposed to be falling sick at all. Yeah. And even if, let's say, because of so many things, or because of so much darkness in this world, you fall sick, you're not supposed to draw your healing from external sources. You're supposed to draw your healing from your inside. You're supposed to draw your healing from the eternal life that is on your inside. You may not have this maturity yet, but work towards having this maturity where you draw strength and healing from your inside and not from external sources. Because that is the best healing you can have. Yeah. Well, I'm not going into that. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, by the reason of the eternal life that Jesus has given me, I take my place of dominion over sin, over Satan, over sickness, weakness, disease, and death. I take my place of dominion now. Open your mouth and begin to take your place. Begin to take your place of dominion. Begin to say in the name of Jesus, by the reason, thank you Lord, by the reason of the eternal life Jesus has given me, by the presence of eternal life that Jesus has placed in me, I take my place of dominion right now. My place of dominion over sin, I take that place now. My place of dominion over Satan, over the kingdoms of darkness, over devils, over all the powers and rulers and princes of darkness, I take my place of dominion over them all right now. In the name of Jesus, I take my place of dominion over sicknesses and diseases and death right now. My place of dominion over weaknesses, over infirmities, I take that place now. By the reason of the eternal life Jesus has given me. In the name of Jesus, I take my place of dominion. I take my place of dominion. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. This dominion is absolute dominion. And absolute dominion means that there is nothing, not one thing that is greater than God. Or than eternal life. Yeah. We have just 5 more prayer points. maybe on Friday we will look at other benefits of eternal life. And of course, we'll still talk about knowing God and knowing Jesus, which is what gives us this benefit of eternal life, or what makes us to draw out this benefit. I was talking about absolute dominion. Now let me give you an example. Maybe you are an employee in an organization, and then they start to make some rules and laws or policies in that organization that are directly working against you. Yeah, and then you start to think, I'm just an employee. What can I do? I am not the senior officer. I am not the managing director. I can't do anything to correct these rules, these new laws, new policies that is not affecting me. Yeah, well, the good news is that you can do something. Well, because the dominion that you have is absolute dominion. So which means it can work anywhere. Yeah, so the problem with Christians is that they don't know what they have. And they are not using what they have. Yeah. So you can make systems bow to the will of God. I mean, systems on earth, organizations on earth, government on earth. You can make so many things bow to the will of God, bow to the dominion of God through your prayers, your fervent prayers as a Christian and fasting. You will subdue nations, subdue kingdoms, without going to those places physically. Yeah, you will subdue them in the place of prayer, because you have dominion, you have eternal life, and the dominion there is absolute. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive wisdom, faith, and grace to exercise, to demonstrate the absolute dominion that I have in Christ Jesus, the absolute dominion that I have within me. Yeah, because eternal life is within you. So begin to say, I receive the wisdom, the faith, the grace to demonstrate the absolute dominion, to exercise the absolute dominion over systems, over government, over everywhere on earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. I receive the grace. I receive the faith. I receive the grace. The faith. The wisdom. To exercise absolute dominion that I have in me by the presence of eternal life that is in me. I receive the grace and wisdom and faith to demonstrate this dominion upon the world, upon nations, to exercise this dominion upon systems and organizations and governments and places. I receive the grace and faith to demonstrate this absolute dominion that is within me over the head and over everything on earth, in the name of Jesus. I receive grace to exercise this absolute dominion over every visible and invisible creature, to make all things obey the will of God, to make all things surrender to the will of God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 4 more prayer points. Inside this dominion is also financial dominion. And you know that this dominion is inside the eternal life that is within you. Financial dominion. We saw how Jesus demonstrated this dominion, because he at a place he made money appear in the mouth of a fish to show the people that he lacked nothing. Though he was not piling up riches, Jesus didn't come to pile up riches and wealth, but he had financial dominion. So whenever there is a need, he meets the need. Because he has the dominion. When there was need for food, he made food items multiply. That is dominion. So dominion means that you are able to get things done without begging from some people. It means you are not at the mercy of anybody. So which means financial dominion means that you are able to get things done with money without waiting for some people or begging from some people, or without being at the mercy of some people or some system. And of course, without borrowing. So that is financial dominion. So it's not really about how much you have piled up in your bank account. It's about the fact that every time you need to do something with money, you do it. That is it. And you do it easily, no matter the amount needed to get that thing done. That is financial dominion. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I call forth the financial dominion that is within the eternal life that is inside of me. You're going to say, I call forth that dominion. Let that dominion manifest and prevail in my life and finances. Open your mouth and pray like that. De jete katabalash nara, ne hesu zizdena. The financial dominion that is inside the eternal life Jesus gave me. I call it forth now into manifestation. Let it manifest now and let it prevail in my life. Let it prevail in my finances. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. The financial dominion that is inside the eternal life Jesus gave me, I call it forth into manifestation. Thank you, Lord. I call it forth. Let it appear in my life and let it prevail in my life and finances as it did in the life of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. Yeah, I think I've shared with you before what the Lord told me about this type of dominion. I remember at that time I was asking God how some prophets, some people in the scriptures, how they were able to make things appear from nowhere, how they were able to multiply food items. Yeah. And I was asking God that, how can someone in this time, in this New Testament dispensation, have access to such kind of dominion or power? Yeah. And he said, what he said was that, yeah, he said, those people, they came to a point, that is those people in the scriptures that worked such miracles. He said they came to a point where they depended only on him for everything. Yeah, you know, today many Christians, they depend on their salaries, from their businesses or whatever money they are making from whatever job they are doing or businesses they are doing. Yeah. But God was talking about we depending only on him. Yeah. And we showing signs that we really depend only on him. You know, the reason why some people are not giving is because they don't depend on God. Or maybe I should say, they don't fully depend on God. Yeah, because they are scared that after I have given, what will be left for me to live on? Yeah, because they depend on whatever they depend on the sources of the income and not God. So God is not the source of their income. It's something else. Yeah, so they could only give little from that. Yeah, because they are scared that if I give so much, how will I survive? Because I won't have much left. Yeah, so their trust is in that source of income, which is not gone. Yeah, so it's going to be very difficult for such people to access this dominion we are talking about. Yeah, so these things are very interesting when they are happening. Of course, what could be more interesting than you suddenly seeing food items multiply to feed, into such large numbers that could feed thousands. You know, that is exciting and interesting, but these things come with a very great price. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that God wants to start to do that type of food item, that type of miracle of food items multiplying your life. Yeah, but when God is blessing you through this dominion, you will know that this is God in action. So it doesn't mean that you have to multiply food items. No. But when this financial dominion is working in your life or in your finances, you will know. You will know. It's different from your own effort. You know, there's a place of your effort. You labor hard and you try to get some money, you try to prosper, you do your best, you labor, you work hard. That's your headphone. It's different from this dominion we are talking about. It's totally different. Yeah, this one is not your headphone. This one is now God in action. And when you see God in action, you will know. Even a madman will know when he or she sees God in action. Yeah. So this type of dominion will always come with a great price. So the question is, are you willing to pay the price? Will you make God the source of your income? Will you depend only on the Lord for everything? Yeah, even if you still have your job, will you depend only on God for everything? Which means, will you be able to do, how do I put it now? Will you be able to show heaven signs that you really depend on God as the source of your income? So which means that when God places a demand on whatever money you have in your store or account, will you be able to release that amount to God? Because you know that your job or whatever you are doing is not your source, that God is your source. And if God is placing the demand, now I give it to God. Will you be able to do that? So that is it. It's always very difficult for people to pay the price. Yeah, but I want you to pray that it will be easy for you. Yeah, because I'm not going to lie to you. This financial dominion don't just come. You don't just come. There's always a prime. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to do everything it takes to walk in your financial dominion. Help me to pay the price. Help me to do all that it takes to walk in your financial dominion. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Pray. If you are still depending on people, you can't walk in financial dominion. You can't. Yeah, you need something, then you are depending on people. Yeah, the first thing you think about is some people that you know can help you out. You don't think about God. That is wrong. And then if you are thinking about what you can do, then you will be limited, because your effort cannot give you this dominion. Only God can give financial dominion. Your effort may give you some financial freedom, but it can't give you financial dominion. Your skills, your talents may give you some financial freedom or abundance, but it can't give you financial dominion. So you must not trust in man or in human strength, which includes your own strength. Ask God to help you to do everything it takes to walk in financial dominion. In the name of Jesus. The Father, help me to pay the price for this dominion to be active in my life, for your financial dominion to be activated in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray, as I said, that there is absolute dominion inside the eternal life that is within you. You're going to pray against fear. Yeah, because that is one spirit that I know that Satan have used to stop many Christians from walking in dominion. Fear. Yeah, Satan wants you to believe that he controls your life. Yeah, that he is superior or greater than you. Yeah, and once you fear, it will be so. But if you don't fear him, it cannot be so. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, every spirit of fear that have stopped me from walking in the kingdom dominion, come out right now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray like that. Pray as though you are looking at that spirit of fear with your eyes, with your physical eyes, and then you command it to get out of your life. Get out. I mean, to come out of your life, of your spirit, of your soul, of your body. Pray. See, every spirit of fear that has come me from functioning, from operating, from walking in the kingdom dominion, I command you to get out of my life, get out of my mind, get out of my spirit, get out of my soul. Now, in the name of Jesus, lose your hold upon over me. Lose your hold over me. You spirit of fear that have prevented me from walking, from operating, from functioning, from demonstrating the kingdom dominion. Get out of my life now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. Yeah, if there is anything that you consider to be stronger than you, you must renounce now. You must renounce that belief now. Yeah, because nothing is stronger than the life that is inside of you. Because no one is stronger than God, and nothing is stronger than God. Yeah. So if you still think or believe that something is stronger than you, yeah, some power is stronger than you, you must renounce that right now. Yeah, because greater and stronger is the life that is in you than whatever you think is stronger. And I believe you are renouncing right now. Yeah, because you have to do that while we pray the last prayer point. Yeah, whatever that thing may be, is not stronger than you. Is not. Yeah. Now you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, by the reason of the absolute dominion that is inside of me, let everything created by God begin to surrender to the will of God for my life. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, by the reason of the absolute dominion that is within me, that Jesus have given me. I decree that everything created by God, whether visible or invisible, begin to surrender now to the will of God for my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Let them begin to surrender. Let them surrender. Everything created by God, let them begin to surrender to the will of God for my life. Let them begin to surrender to the purpose of God for my life. Let them begin to surrender to the plans of God for my life. Let them begin to walk together to fulfill the will of God for my life. Let everything created by God begin to walk together among themselves, with themselves, to fulfill the plans of God for my life, to fulfill the will of God for my life right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let everything created by God, whether they are living things or non-living, whether they are physical or spiritual, whether they are visible or invisible, because the dominion of God is inside of me, let them begin to bow before me to fulfill the will of God for my life. Let them begin to bow, to serve the will of God and the purpose of God for my life right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Oh, we are going to stop here. And I'm going to be praying for you. Yeah, I intentionally stretched the time because many of you joined late. So, should I say some of you or many of you? Yeah, I want you to be blessed. That's why I deliberately stretch the time longer. Yeah, so raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for your so faithful. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your great love for us, because it is your love that called us out of darkness into your light. It is also your love that has kept us in your light. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the privilege you have given to us to have direct access to you, direct access to know you very closely, to know Jesus very deeply. Thank you for giving us such access, because now we can know you just the way the angels that behold your face in heaven knows you. You have already opened the way for that. Thank you, Father, for that. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Therefore, Lord, I ask that You help everyone here to have this knowledge we talked about during the prayer. This knowledge that is also equal to eternal life. I ask, O Lord, that you help everyone here to have deep knowledge of you. Not head knowledge, but experiential knowledge. Spiritual knowledge of you. O Lord, give everyone here such knowledge. Even the knowledge that is able to activate the eternal life that is inside of them. To make them to start to enjoy all the benefits of the eternal life that you have placed inside of them. Oh Lord, give everyone here such knowledge. In Jesus' name, I pray for you that all the senses of your spirit that must be awakened, that must come alive, that must be revived, for you to really know God deeply, I pray that all those senses come alive right now. In the name of Jesus, all your spiritual senses that you need to be able to know God very closely and very deeply, I command them to start to function right now. In the name of Jesus, every changes that must happen to you that will make the spiritual realm very real to you, let the hand of God begin to cause those changes now. Let those changes happen in your body now, and in your soul, and in your spirit now, in the name of Jesus. I prophesy that from this day onward, the realm of the Spirit shall be opened to you. Thank you, Lord. The realm of God's angel shall be opened to you. And the realm of the throne of God shall be opened to you. In the name of Jesus, you shall access the spiritual realm so easily from this day onward, in Jesus' name. And the dominion that is within the eternal life that is in you shall take over your life from this day onward, in Jesus' name. In every area where you have become a slave to the powers of darkness, I reverse it now. From today, it is the powers of darkness that will become your slave. In the name of Jesus, you shall no longer become a slave to sin. Henceforth, sin shall become your slave. Sin shall come under your feet in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.